Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater has reaffirmed that there are high levels of favoritism within the hierarchy of the Fire Service Department in Dominica. Residents and farmers of Riverstown on the SC Quibo Coast now have full access to a new $10 million asphaltic structure, drying floor, commissioned last Friday by Agriculture Minister Zulfikar Mustafa. And 12 vulnerable nations telegraphed their demands ahead of the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, including that rich countries fulfill their pledges of financial assistance to help them battle climate change. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Marigold Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Will be back after some words from our sponsors.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. This is Q95 News. President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander, explains the reasons for the society's increased promotion of its awareness campaign for the month of October 2021. Alexander warns that cancer is on the rise in Dominica, and this can only be curtailed and reversed via the adoption of healthy diets and healthy lifestyle choices, such as regular screening.
I think everybody would have been aware that part of the reason for this major campaign, particularly in October, was, yes, because breast cancer was one of the leading causes of cancer and leading cause of cancer-related death. But it was also an opportunity for us to, apart from raising awareness, sourcing donation from whoever it is that was able to assist.
President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander, speaking to media via a virtual press conference on Monday night, coordinator of Dominica's COVID-19 vaccination unit, Dr. Kevian Burnett, encouraged Dominicans to get vaccinated, revealing that evidence confirms Dominica's elderly population are most susceptible to experiencing adverse symptoms from the COVID-19 virus if they remain unvaccinated. although reports confirm that thousands of unvaccinated youths have died since the pandemic's commencement in March 2020 to present day. The elderly are most affected.
The elderly and senior citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica has been identified as one of the key population at risk for COVID-19, and measures were implemented to facilitate administration of vaccines to the said population, either by calling the unit's hotline to schedule an appointment or visit by the district nurse. Consent from the patient or next of kin has to be approved before inoculation. We have collaborated with several private sector entities, which include the National Bank of Dominica, Flow Dominica, Fresh Market, Do It Center, Auto Trade, Fine Foods Inc., Domlec, Jungle Bay, Deepex Color Lab, and Tranquility Beach Hotel to administer vaccines to the employees of said companies.
And that was COVID-19 Vaccination Unit Coordinator Dr. Kevian Burnett. DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater has revealed that there are high levels of favoritism within the hierarchy of the Fire Service Department in Dominica, to the point where fire officers are being appointed based on friendship, regardless of others who have proved their ability and merit for promotion. Now, Slater says this level of childish reasoning and victimization is very harmful and reduces the integrity of Dominica's fire service.
We have situation at the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We have people have been acting. And I want to say, without any reason for apology, that there is a lot of favoritism at the fire department.
Of course.
Very, very much. Yeah. It is very, very, very present and visible at the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
So some people will never get a chance to even be considered for appointment.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater. This is Q95 News. Dominica cultural stalwart Miranda Langlais, who performed at the Expo 2020 event over the weekend, says out of all her experiences performing at major shows in various countries, Dubai is one of her best experiences to date. Journalist, media colleague, and Government of Dominica liaison at Expo 2020 in Dubai, Ivona John-Baptist Luge, interviewed Langley, who says she feels she made the Kalinago proud at Dominica's National Day on October 16, 2021 in Dubai. The Expo 2020 is a six-month-long event.
I am very, very happy to have gotten the opportunity and to perform in the Dubai World Expo for the first time. And it's a great experience for me, because I have been going to CariFest, attended 5 CariFest so far in the Caribbean and North America, South America. But this is my first time to the Middle East, and it is a very, very great experience. The culture is really rich, but also it gives me, as a Kalinago cultural queen in the Kalinago territory in Dominica, to make my people proud.
Dominica cultural stalwart Miranda Langlais. The latest COVID statistics as of October 18th, 2021 have confirmed that Dominica now has 86 new active cases of COVID-19, 144 patients have been discharged, and the total number of active cases stands at 351. Dominica has 30 reported COVID-related deaths. The total number of persons who recovered since March 2020 is 3,985, and the total confirmed cases from the start of the pandemic is 4,366. The number of COVID tests conducted is set to be 85,379, with 27,199 of those being PCR tests and 58,180 being antigen tests. And as of Monday, 27,244 people have received one dose of the COVID vaccine, and 22,871 have received their two doses. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Marigot MP and leader of the United Workers' Party, the Honorable Lennox Linton, states that his party does not support mandatory vaccinations for COVID. Rather, he encourages people to voluntarily come to a reasonable decision to take the vaccine to aid in the fight against the current COVID pandemic. Linton adds that his party is ready to work closely with the DLP administration in ensuring that Dominica reaches herd immunity for COVID-19 vaccinations through an effective promotion campaign to ensure that the public understands the facts about COVID and the vaccines, as well as the need for taking the vaccines. In other news, residents and farmers of Riverstown on the Essequibo coast now have full access to a new drying floor, which was commissioned last Friday by Minister of Agriculture Zulfika Mustafa. The asphaltic structure cost $10 million and was constructed by a Bacchus Contracting and Trucking Services. Mustafa said that the floor was constructed based upon requests made by farmers earlier in the year. Mustafa urged the farmers to make optimal use of the space to dry their paddy and said that once farmers make requests for those facilities to be constructed, the government through the Ministry of Agriculture will work diligently to fulfill them. He also hinted that the government will be opening more agricultural lands, and as such, the usefulness of these facilities will be further enhanced. Mustafa advised the assembled rice farmers, and the government does recognize the revenue potential of the industry for the country, and as such, his ministry is ensuring that all infrastructural investments will be finalized in Grenada. A group comprising dozens of nations, particularly vulnerable to the effects of global warming, have laid out their key demands ahead of the upcoming UN Climate Summit in Glasgow. These include getting rich countries to fulfill and step up their pledges of financial assistance to help them battle climate change, more frequent updates on national plans for cutting greenhouse gas emissions, and the development of a system to compensate poor countries for climate-related damages. Of course, Q95 News will be following that story as it unfolds. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter reaffirms that there are high levels of favoritism within the hierarchy of the Fire Service Department in Dominica.
It happens. Local, regional, and global.
Residents and farmers of Riverstown on the Essequibo coast now have full access to a new $10 million asphaltic structure commissioned last Friday by Agriculture Minister Zulfika Mustafa. And 12 vulnerable nations telegraphed their demands ahead of the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, including that rich countries fulfill their pledges of financial assistance to help them battle climate change. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Marigold Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens.